This is Gaza Corner. The views are those of me, Dori Stein, and the guests who appear and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of KALW Public Media. From third grade through 10th grade, I attended Temple Emmanuel Hebrew School in Great Neck, Long Island. Founding myths of Israel were so ingrained into me that I never questioned that Israel could do no wrong well into adulthood. These founding myths have been proven to be false narratives, yet to this day are still believed by many. Most prominent among the founding myths, a land without a people for a people without a land, the Zionist myth that a quote-unquote David Jewish state was nearly strangled at birth by an Arab quote-unquote Goliath. The Arabs want to push the Jews into the sea. Israel made the desert bloom. And I heard Benjamin Netanyahu say this one recently, the IDF is the most moral army in the world, while it commits, of course, genocide. I don't recall learning about the Nakba in Hebrew school, the catastrophe that expelled more than 750,000 Palestinians from their indigenous homeland and killed about 15,000 Palestinians. I was a good Jewish boy, and I didn't wake up to the truth until I was in my late 40s. And I'm sure some of you took a similar journey and didn't wake up to the facts about Jewish and Palestinian history until well into your adulthood. I gradually became an anti-Zionist, and by 2010, I wanted to do something. What could I do? Well, I have a radio show, and I started Gaza Corner in 2010. So I admit that I was brainwashed from an early age, just as Israelis continue to be. So when I saw the following headline, "How Israeli Classrooms Indoctrinate Jewish Supremacy," I decided to devote tonight's Gaza Corner to this topic. Nurit Pellet Elchanan is the author of the 2013 book, "Palestine in Israeli School Books, Ideology and Propaganda in Education." She was a professor of language and education at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem until she spoke her mind after the October 7th Hamas attack. She's retired now, and here's why, in her words, from a recent Plus 972 Mag podcast.
So what happened was that there is a sociologist in the Hebrew University called Gad Yair. And after the 7th of October, he published two videos. One explained why Hamas are Nazis, and one with an explicit plan of Nakba 2. And there was this WhatsApp group where I have never participated in my life, but I read what they say. And a lot of teachers said, yes, they are Nazis and so on and so forth. So I decided to react, but I didn't know it would be so, scandalous. And I explained why Hamas are not Nazis, because Nazis were a state with an army that dominated helpless minorities and exterminated them. And this is not the relationship between us and Hamas, thank God. They don't dominate us, and we are not helpless minority, and so on. And then I quoted Jean-Paul Sartre from an introduction that he wrote to Frantz Fanon, The Wretched of the Earth, where he says, after years and years that your heel was pressing his neck, and you released your leg, your foot from his neck and allow him to look at you, what kind of look do you think you'd find in his eyes? And I said, this is the look we saw on the 7th of October. There were two teachers, I know who they are, who rushed and told the president. And he wrote me a letter immediately that he wants to suspend me until the hearing. And I said, I'm not coming to any hearing. And he said, okay, instead of suspension, I will put a letter in your file saying that you justify the massacre and you support terrorism. I said, okay, if you put this file in this letter in my file, then I quit. And I quit. And for me, it was a way, you know, to say goodbye and enjoy my retirement.
Peled Elhanan may now have more opportunity to speak out in retirement. Here she discusses how Palestinians are depicted in Israeli education.
Well, Israeli education has always been very racist towards Palestinians. They were never depicted as human beings or as a society. Their culture, their habits, their customs, their history, their civilization is never taught. So I think this is the general attitude that the Palestinians, or they're never called Palestinians, they're called Israel's Arabs or Arabs, are a problem to be solved. And we have to solve it. I think a few weeks ago, some of these pogromists said, you educated us that they are a problem to be solved, so we're solving it. He actually said that.
Peled Elhanan explained how geography is used to indoctrinate Israeli domination.
Israeli identity is a territorial identity. The maps and the books are called the Land of Israel, never the State of Israel. And this is on purpose. All the maps depict the greater Land of Israel, not the State of Israel. Even on a map called the Arabs of Israel, you don't have one Arab city on the map. They are depicted as a burden, as people who refuse modernity, as people who refuse to give anything for the general good. And this is a quote from the geography of the Land of Israel. And this is all we know about them, that they are primitive, that they are parasites, and that they don't live anywhere because we don't see on the map the places where they live. And of course, the settlements, the illegal Jewish settlements in Palestine, are presented as part of Israel, part of the State of Israel.
That is Nurit Peled Elhanan, author and former professor of language and education at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. And I've been excerpting her from a May 29th Plus 972 podcast. And here she is describing the role of Holocaust education in Israel.
From my research, I can say that the purpose of Holocaust teaching in Israel is to traumatize every year, again and again and again, and to create a terrible fear of another Holocaust. Until the 70s, you know, Holocaust studies were not so important. But after the 73 war, you know, there was huge wave of emigration from Israel. And the people said, excuse me, this is not for me. The Ministry of Education thought of a plan to keep young people inside Israel. And that's what they came up with, to traumatize them and frighten them so much of the outside world that they would stay and be ready to sacrifice their own lives and the lives of others, of course, to keep. So my conclusion is this is the main function of Holocaust education. First of all, Palestinians replaced the Germans as the potential exterminators. Ben-Gurion said that he accepts the compensation from Germany in order to defend ourselves against the Nazi Arabs. So they became Nazi. But we must have an exterminator in order to justify ourselves. So they became the potential exterminators. This is it. And there's a chapter in history books and also in the final exam, the Bagrut, the matriculation, that is called the Formation of Holocaust Remembrance. And this chapter includes all the terrorist attacks of the Palestinians, decontextualized completely, I mean, out of context, as presented in the media always, you know. Suddenly they got up and killed us. All the time you have this conflation between Palestinians and the Nazis.
I found an interview on a Turkish network called TRT. It's a video with Israeli teacher and doctoral student Hadas Emma Kedar. She shared her experience being a student in the Israeli school system and spoke about how field trips to Auschwitz used fear to mold and shape their Zionist identities.
Another quite known thing that the education system does is they take you to see the Holocaust camps in Poland. That's part of the system. And of course, it's kind of an ending point or like a high point after studying a lot about the Holocaust. Guides are mostly trained, they're Israelis, they speak in Hebrew, and then they are trained to tell these kids who are going to go to the army next year the connection between what was done to us and why we have to be soldiers in the army. So it's way beyond that it's just obligatory by law in Israel that you go to the army. You go there with your heart because you just saw what was done to the Jews. And one of the things that I find which is the worst is to let them physically experience. So they would tell, for example, the whole class now, 30, 40 kids, should go inside like a train wagon that was left in Auschwitz. You should feel how it is to be, you know, squeezed into this train like happened to our grandparents.
That is Israeli teacher and doctoral student and activist Hadas Emek Kedar from a TRT video. I found it interesting to hear Nurit Pellet Elhanan discuss the Palestinian educational system in occupied East Jerusalem.
The Palestinian textbooks are monitored and censored constantly, directly by Israel and indirectly by people who work for Israel, like the European Parliament and World Bank and all this. Now, in East Jerusalem, for example, they study the books of the Palestinian Authority, but with the monitoring and censorship of the Israeli Ministry of Education. So the children receive books with blank pages. Like you have a title, Palestinian nationality, and then three blank pages. They also erased the symbol of the Palestinian Authority from the cover and many, many paragraphs inside. For example, when they speak of nationality, they put something about Zionism. And I mean, they intervene with the content of the books. So there is no way Palestinians can do anything against it, because otherwise they will not receive the budget.
Unlike Palestinians in Gaza, who have had one of the highest literacy rates in the world, Israeli Jews in general do not perform well academically.
Israel has been at the bottom of the ladder for years. And it's getting worse all the time, of course, because they are busy with heritage and nationalism and all these things. They encourage, I mean, if you have ignorant youngsters, they'll be good soldiers, let's say. Okay, they'll obey anything. You can infect their minds with any virus you want if they know nothing.